A new WBUR poll finds Governor Charlie Baker in an unusual position heading into his reelection bid. The Republican governor has better favorability numbers among Democratic primary voters than Republicans. 68% of Democrats view Baker favorably and just 14% unfavorably. For Republicans, it's 66% favorable, 20% unfavorable. On the other hand, the Senate race seems to be more along party lines. Just 11% of Republicans have a favorable view of Senator Elizabeth Warren compared to 79% support among Democrats. For more now on the WBUR poll and the primary races, we spoke with Steve Cazella of Mass Inc., who conducted the poll for WBUR, and Politico's Lauren Dzensky. We began by talking about the Democratic support for Governor Baker.
What sticks out to me here is that these are the voters who are supposed to be the most tuned in to Democratic issues, the most tuned in with Democratic candidates, and both compared to Republican primary voters, and especially compared to how they view other Democratic candidates who are supposed to be their own candidates, they just have a very positive view of Charlie Baker.
Now, Charlie Baker's challenger, ultra-conservative pastor Scott Lively, did get more than a quarter of the delegates at the convention. Here's a little bit of Lively at the convention.
Charlie Baker, you're not going to get away with being a Democrat anymore in the Republican Party. People aren't going to stand for it.
Lauren, do you think we might see Baker shift a little bit more to the right?
In any sort of primary, you usually see either candidate swing closer to the party that they're running in that primary. However, Baker's popularity and his support, even though he's not necessarily polling as well with Republican primary voters here in Massachusetts, he's still got 66% favorability rating among those Republican voters. And so I think he can kind of take these numbers as a sign that he doesn't necessarily need to move all that far right, if at all.
Well, let's talk about the Democratic gubernatorial primary. In the last debate between Deval Patrick's former state budget chief Jay Gonzalez and environmental activist Bob Massey, they both seemed more intent on taking on Baker than each other. Let's listen to a little bit of Gonzalez.
He's a status quo, wait and see governor, and it's not good enough.
And this is a little bit of Massey.
We stand at a critical moment with a president who is getting ready to destroy our democracy and a governor who is not willing to object.
So, Lauren, I wonder, is either Democratic candidate here moving the needle, and are they really making an effort to differentiate themselves from one another?
Most Democratic primary voters are undecided in who they want to support in this primary. And so for, you know, Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey, they're still struggling to break through with voters themselves. And so their best way to do that is to go after the governor and to criticize Trump and to kind of go after these higher profile individuals as opposed to each other who, for all intents and purposes, the voters don't really know who the other candidates are.
Let's talk about the U.S. Senate race, the candidates running against Senator Elizabeth Warren. We have former Romney administration official Beth Lindstrom, investment manager John Kingston, and state representative Jeff Deal. And Deal is actually the front runner out of the Republican Senate candidates right now. Steve, what does this poll for the U.S. Senate race say about this primary race?
I think the biggest thing that it says is just that there's a lot of undecided voters. It is true that among those who have made up their minds, Jeff Deal has an 11-point lead over Beth Lindstrom, who is in second place in this poll, but you still have 41% undecided. So what's most interesting to me is how many undecideds there are and how many people just haven't even heard of the candidates. So among all the challengers and all of the races we polled, half or more voters in their own primaries said they hadn't even heard of the candidates running to try to replace the incumbent.
And as far as Senator Warren, the poll found that she has little cross-party appeal. Only 11% of state Republican voters say they have a favorable view of Warren. Lauren, what does that mean for her in this race?
There are so many more Democrats and, you know, people who would turn out for Warren that the Republican numbers don't necessarily need to concern her.
Now, what about the Secretary of State race? Incumbent Bill Galvin is facing off against Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim. Galvin beating Zakim by 32 points, according to this poll, but a full 30% undecided. So we have that undecided issue here as well. This seems to be a pretty interesting race. Steve, you first. What are your thoughts?
What the biggest takeaway for me is that convention support doesn't necessarily translate to votes. So we saw it, the big surprise coming out of the Democratic State Convention was that Josh Sachem actually beat Bill Galvin in terms of the number of delegates that supported him. But when you move on to a statewide poll of primary voters, there you find lots of voters haven't even heard of Josh Sachem. Mm.
Lauren, your thoughts?
The Secretary of State's race has actually been my favorite one to watch so far this year. Josh Sachem has tried to really seize this mantle of this young, progressive voice that can really invigorate this office. And this polling, which is the first real polling that I've seen on this race, really shows that there's a 31% favorability among Republicans for Bill Galvin, the incumbent who's been in office for decades. So certainly something to watch. This is going to be really interesting, and where and how Josh Sachem can make up that discrepancy with 68 days left until primary day very much stands to be seen.
Lauren Dzensky is a Massachusetts-based reporter for Politico. Lauren, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. Steve, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
The WBUR poll has a 4.9 margin of error. You can read more about it by visiting WBUR.org.